Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of 24/7 Sports. Powered by Taylor Construction Equipment. Whether you're looking to rent, lease, buy, or for service, contact Taylor Construction Equipment today at taylorconstructionequipment.com or call 662-446-1048. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate all you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen out there taking care of us. Want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It would be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Dockery.
Yeah, it would be a little weird.
No one expecting that one. Let's see what kind of community that is. Let me click on it here. That is an unincorporated community. So I don't know. You know where it is?
Where is it?
It's in Sunflower County between Cleveland and Ruleville.
I don't know where Sunflower is.
There you go. On Highway 8.
I do not know where Dockery is, but I know where Sunflower is.
Well, like I said, it's between Cleveland and Ruleville on Highway 8.
Okay.
I got to see a little bit more about this. There's not a whole lot of information about that, and I'm not going to go much further.
It's probably just not a whole lot of stuff.
No, it's something. There's a little area here under Dockery. It's just called White City. And I'm just like, you know what?
Yeah, that's not
let's leave that one behind. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. And don't forget, you're supporting the Bulldog Initiative with every purchase. This holiday season, if you got a coffee lover in your house, you need to make a purchase from strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. And whatever it is you're looking for, they've got it at College Corner. If it's Mississippi State, if it's maroon and white, and heck, if it's Ole Miss, if it's Southern Miss, if it's LSU, they've got them. So check them out. collegecornerstore.com, two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell. That's where you'll find the great stuff at collegecorner.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant, is the place to find everything you're looking for in a great meal here in Starkville. Great lunch, great dinner, great Sunday brunch, the best in town every time at Restaurant Tyler. If you haven't checked them out already, you are missing out. So head over to Restaurant Tyler today. Enjoy a great meal. It's a special occasion every time you eat at Restaurant Tyler. 16 Priority One Bank locations throughout Central Mississippi. They are here to serve you. And when I say that, I mean it, because they are a community bank. They have 16 locations, which means there's going to be one near you when you are in Central Mississippi. So find out more about them. Go to the website, PriorityOneBank.com. Talk to the people there and learn what a great relationship with a community bank can make for you. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Robbie Falk?
Yes.
Before we get into the rumblings, we do have a basketball game to talk about, but you and I can't talk about it because, as we revealed on yesterday's show, it is Monday still. This game hasn't even been played today. It's not being played as we speak. One man does know, so let's go to him now. Our one and only correspondent here on Thunder and Lightning, Future Brian. Thanks, guys. This is Future Brian reporting to you from the future. Yeah. It can't all be good news, I guess. Mississippi State drops its first game of the season, 67-59 to Georgia Tech. What a miserable offensive performance for the Bulldogs. 31% shooting from the field, 7 for 30 from behind the arc, 23% there. Just a awful game for State. Could not put anything together offensively in this one. Just didn't play well in any phase of the game. Really looked like, from start to finish, that they expected just to show up and win. and Georgia Tech. And here's the thing about this Georgia Tech team, not a good team. This will not be a good loss for Mississippi State down the road. It has a real chance to be a quad three loss when all is said and done. I don't think this is a good Georgia Tech team. So this is a really disappointing effort by Mississippi State. Three Bulldogs in double figures. Josh Hubbard leads all scorers for State with 17. Deshaun Davis with 12. DJ Jeffries has 10. Jimmy Bell Jr. with 13 rebounds, 6 points for him. But Trey Fort, 2 of 10 shooting. Deshaun Davis, 3 of 10. I mean, Hubbard, 17 points, but that's on 6 of 18 shooting. Sean Jones, 1 of 6. Shaq Moore, 1 of 5. Just nothing. Just nothing going for Mississippi State in this game offensively. And so they dropped their first one of the season. Just a not the kind of effort you expect from a Chris Jans squad. Not the kind of effort you would expect at all, to be honest with you. But Mississippi State has to bounce back. They'll be back at it on Sunday. And not going to do a whole lot of recap on this game. It's been a long day for present Brian, who I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but future Brian and present Brian, they're connected in a way. I'll just put it that way. So let's move into the rumblings. That's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you that beef, it's what's for dinner. Wherever you're going to be cooking out, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. So if you haven't already, head to your grocery stores for the weekend. Let's look at some red meat, some steaks, some burgers. Grill it up. Nothing beats beef. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked southern soul food that you are looking for. I'm going to be at Two Brothers soon. I don't know when, but it's going to be very, very soon. I'm feeling that in my bones. Need some tacos, need some pork rind nachos, need some smoked wings. I need something. I need some Two Brothers. I need some smoked southern soul food. Don't forget, when you go to Two Brothers, every purchase you make, part of that gets back to Mississippi State through the Bulldog Initiative. It's the home of smoked southern soul food. It's Two Brothers Smoked Meats. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing that now for 49 years. Guys, what can you say about a business that's been open for that long? Is that you know that they are taking care of their customers. So let them take care of you. When you need technology, give them a call for a new copy or a new printer, new computers. They've got the name brands and the prices that you're looking for. But then when something goes wrong, and it always will, you know that you've got someone who's going to back you up with great service after the sale. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. The Collegiate Collection at the Rogue, that's where your next polo or quarter zip needs to come from. Guys, they've just got the best ones around. Great name brands, fantastic styles, and they've got the logos that you want. If you're tired of looking like a walking billboard for Adidas, you need to check out the Rogue's Collegiate Collection. Shop online at therogue.com or at the Rogue in Jackson. Don't live the three-stripe life. Shop at the Rogue. Let's get to the rumblings with present-day Robbie and Brian. All right, thanks to future Brian. We appreciate his time getting us the update on that game. Hopefully it went well for the Bulldogs. Here you go, Robbie. We are back. It is rumblings time here on Thunder and Lightning. Woo! You okay over there?
All right. Not as excited as I was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you know, I don't know if I would be super excited doing it at 8 a.m.
I think you got more juice now than you would have at 8 a.m.
Yeah, like the more I've thought about it, see, tomorrow I've already negotiated with my wife that she's going to take Natty to school.
Now you can sleep in.
So I can actually sleep in tomorrow, because usually I have to wake up at 6:45 and take Natty to school. Well, now I don't have to do that, so it's going to be late night. I might stay up, watch Sopranos.
Yeah.
Hey, what the heck? We'll have a little party.
Maybe we should just start doing all 5 podcasts on Monday.
Just throw them all out.
Let future Brian handle the game part of it.
Becky, sorry, I'm going to be working late tonight.
Well, no, we can start at like 8 a.m. on Monday morning. We'd be done by like 4. I'd miss the first hour of the show. All right, here we go. Patrick Williamson is our first one today. Happy rumblings, gentlemen. Welcome back. We are glad to be back. Please rank the following theoretical scenarios from highest to lowest odds of happening. Dylan Gabriel takes the first step of the Levy era. Dave Aranda hired as defensive coordinator, and LED lights in Davis Wade Stadium next year. So Dave Aranda has staying another year at Baylor. That's already been announced. He's getting another year.
That is about like, what's his face? Sam Pittman.
Yeah.
That's not going anywhere.
Honestly, gosh, dog, if Randa was out, he would be, you talk about in demand.
Oh, defensive coordinator?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Be number one.
So it's crazy because, you know, 2 years ago, they beat Ole Miss up in the Sugar Bowl.
I thought they were all about to ascend.
Yeah, what happened?
I was like, with Texas and Oklahoma leaving, they're going to be in position to be one of the best programs in the
country. That was just a freak year.
It's a freak year. So that's the lowest. Mm-hmm. LED lights in Davis-Wade Stadium is happening next
That
year.
Is happening.
So that's the most likely, and then Dylan Gabriel is in
the middle.
I
promise you
there.
LED lights are coming.
So there you go. That was very easy, Patrick. We're off to a good start. Sidelines, Hail State. If you had to build a sample platter of Starkville eateries, what items would you fill your plate or tray with to present to Jeff Lebby for his first eating? Okay. Rib tips from Spotlight.
Okay.
Okay. Two Brothers smoked wings.
Yeah.
All right.
Go to the joint for something.
Well, we'll get to that. We'll get to the joint. I'm interested in the joint because he's from Oklahoma and all that area. Like he might be used to that kind of barbecue. But anyway.
Yeah, but he'd still love it.
Restaurant Tyler, I'm going to do a crawfish dip to take with us.
Yeah, you know, barbecue okra.
Let's do barbecue okra. Let's put a little veggie on the plate.
Yeah.
It's fried.
Veggie.
Yeah, it's fried.
Technically, it's a vegetable.
We're going to get... we're just going to have to put a slice of Dave's deep dish pizza on there.
Not a huge deep dish guy, but
it's
hey.
It needs to be on there, though. We need something from Dave's. We're going to do from the camp house.
Oh, it's some mac and cheese.
Some mac and cheese from the camp house.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah.
Doesn't Stromboli's still have some like takeout or something?
They just do like some pop-up stuff.
Okay.
So that we can't count them. Trying to
think Little Dewey catfish.
Some Little Dewey catfish. And then some alligator po' boy from Obie's.
My God. Do you think he can put this down?
No. Neither could I, though. And then we're not done. We got to get a couple more places in here.
What dessert?
I want some of those Restaurant Tyler, back to Restaurant Tyler for stuffed pancakes.
Pancakes.
Also a Bops skinny snappy turtle.
Oh yeah, that's good. That's
and then
good
I want to get from Bordtown. I want to get the buffalo fries with blue cheese.
Okay.
I love the dog bowl fries. Love those. And we'll do a.
I would rather have their pizza than Dave's. I'm just being honest.
Well, I mean, we can do two pizzas, and then let's get a California burrito from Uno Mas. Oh, and we need a
their gyro. Burritos are good.
We need a gyro from Bluto's too.
The Bluto,
yeah.
The steak gyro, right. Or the grilled chicken when they have is good too.
He would have a heart attack.
I'm so hungry.
Yeah, I'm really hungry now.
What was I gonna say?
So
I've forgotten what
this next one. Where does Lebby rank on the SEC head coach's Royal Rumble rankings? Where does Elko rank? I don't think State slipped in these rankings. Last year we said Arnett would win the Royal Rumble. I still think Lebby would win.
Oh yeah, former offensive lineman.
He'd be tossing guys over the side. Mm-hmm. He's easily the biggest guy in the conference.
Knows how to get that low center
leverage.
Gravity.
Leverage.
Like, yeah. I'm always taking an offensive lineman or defensive lineman in situations like those.
Yeah. Brick Thomas, do you have any offensive or defensive coordinator predictions? I really don't. Looks like Kendall Briles is a no.
Yeah, and
I don't think DJ Durkin's going to be the guy either.
No. It wouldn't surprise me if he wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of buzz around DeMarco Murray, which if you pull DeMarco Murray, it's going to have to be as an offensive coordinator, I think. I don't think he's going to leave Oklahoma to be a running backs coach.
Right.
I think he would have to be...
Be the offensive coordinator.
Yeah. Which, you know, Lebby admitted that's basically just a title.
Yeah.
And he would handle the...
But you give him money that way.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what you do.
Yeah.
And he would handle, like Lebby said, the day-to-day operations. He's leading that group. Mm-hmm. Lebby's just calling the plays.
Right.
So he's not going to have that. But it's going to look good on a resume that you were offensive coordinator at an SEC school.
Right.
So... You know, that would be a really good hire. That would immediately make you a outstanding recruiter on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
All
right.
I feel really good about Joe John Finley.
Mm-hmm. Really? Because I've seen a lot of smoke that he's going to stay.
Think so? I think he might follow Lebby.
Okay, that'd be good. Elite recruiter.
The tight ends.
Yeah.
Now they. You know, they might pay more than State. I don't know. But State's going to be able to pay on this assistant.
It really, after what we saw Monday night, I'm thinking State's going to splash some cash here.
Randy
Clement is happening.
Yeah.
That's happening.
You
that might be
think.
The guy you name offensive coordinator. just because if it's
just
entitled.
He could be a co-offensive coordinator.
I'm saying if it's just going to be title, that way you give him some extra cash.
Yeah.
So, all right. What was the best rivalry?
Well, I wanted to say, too, it wouldn't shock me to see him keep Chad Bumpus.
Yeah.
Wide receivers. I don't know if there's a slam dunk wide receivers coach for Lebby.
No.
But who knows?
All right. What was the best rivalry week game? It's got to be the Iron Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
No
doubt.
That was incredible.
That might have been the game of the year.
Yeah. But, I mean, the Michigan-Ohio State game was good, too.
It was solid. It wasn't as good as the Iron Bowl.
No, the Iron Bowl was
having a play like that on 4th and 31 or whatever it was.
What's your Super Bowl prediction? I'm going to stick with – I think I'm going to go Eagles. I'm going to stick with the Eagles here.
Yeah, they got some juice.
Yeah.
They just find ways to win.
They find ways to win. And then I think the Chiefs will figure it all out eventually. And they'll get there. Although the Ravens are a scary team right now. I like
they'll screw up.
You think they'll choke?
Yeah. So. I hope they choke.
Okay, that's fine. I know
Ravens.
You do. I know you hate them.
I'm not picking the Steelers, I can tell you that.
No, and I would not dare.
The AFC is not good this year. It's not very good. The
right.
Chiefs, this isn't a Chiefs team of the past few years either. The weapons that Mahomes has on offense are not good. Those wide receivers
they are
stink.
Not good. They are good.
Those wide receivers have cost him two games.
Yeah.
I don't even cheer for the Chiefs. Well, I pull for them to succeed because they have Chris Jones and Willie Gay.
Yeah.
But I almost got sick watching them in that game against who did they play a few weeks ago? It was the Eagles.
Yeah.
When the dude just dropped
the ball at the end there. Yeah.
It was a touchdown pass.
Yeah.
And it just hit him in the hands and he just fumbled it away.
Yeah.
Got chains hanging
Stephen
out.
Stephen Guidry-esque.
Oh my God. I was about to puke watching that.
Snave. I know his name is Robert Evans, though.
Because
if you look at his Twitter handle, it's Robert Evans spelled backwards.
Oh, you've found something.
I figured that out.
And you just called him out.
Yeah. But what is your favorite biscuit? That is the most important question. All right. The best biscuit in the state of Mississippi, and I'm not just saying this because he's my friend, is at the Midtowner in Hattiesburg, Robert St. John. That is an unbelievably good biscuit. But since I don't live in Hattiesburg, the best biscuit that you can have in the city of Starkville is a fast food place. It's Hardee's.
Hardee's
biscuits. And I'm telling you right now, if you really want to have a good day, it's going to take you a few minutes. But go to Chick-fil-A and get a chicken biscuit with no biscuit.
Mm-hmm. Just the chicken.
Get the chicken.
Just get a boneless chicken.
And then go to Hardee's and get a biscuit and mix the match. And that's the best. That's the best breakfast sandwich you can have.
Their biscuit and gravy is
really good.
I haven't been there in forever and for breakfast.
So I go to Hardee's a lot.
My favorite is not in Starkville. It's Robert St. John's is probably my favorite.
Yeah, it's the
but
best
in
one.
This area, Cody Earls in Ackerman.
What is this place?
Cody Earls. It's a breakfast
place.
Never
heard of it.
Excellent.
We need to go.
My friend Dakota Brazier, he is an insurance salesman in Ackerman. He's doing some great things. He and his family run a breakfast place in Ackerman.
Learn about.
And it is exceptional. The biscuits are some of the best biscuits that you'll ever have. I was there this morning. My usual plate is the two eggs breakfast, two eggs, biscuit, sausage, grits. What else? That's it. It's great.
Let me have a look at what we got going on here.
They'll make you anything too.
They have donuts too.
They will make you anything. There's a coffee shop right next door. It's an excellent place for a little small town.
Out, yeah.
Come down one day. We'll go.
You ain't gonna twist my arm.
You want to go if you want to drive down one day.
I ain't gonna twist my arm.
They're open every day but Sunday, I think.
All right, John Landry. If y'all could add one type of restaurant to start, but what would it be? We don't have a good Italian restaurant, like a place where you get pasta.
Taste is good.
Oh, I forgot about taste. Never mind. Yeah, we do have a good Italian restaurant.
Taste is really good.
So then, what do I want then?
I was thinking about that one day because people were saying, Starkville and Oxford.
I know what I want. So we have walk-ons and we have Buffalo Wild Wings, but we don't have like a good local sports bar.
Yeah.
Like a place that's like locally owned and like with TVs and wings. That's what I want. Like in Oxford, they have Southern Coop, but Southern Coop isn't really a sports bar.
Like not a corporate sports bar.
Right.
But
I want a place where I can get wings and beer.
Well,
it's not corporate.
Stagger Inn is like that.
Oh,
it's a very
Stagger Inn, yeah.
But I feel like it needs to be in a different location.
Its location is killing it.
I'm telling you, though, like that, we drove by it earlier. College View has so much potential if they would do it
right. So what are we adding then? We haven't answered the question. What are we going to add?
Well, that's what I always say about Starkville, though, is it's very underrated in that you can find just about any kind of food or restaurant in Starkville. I mean, they have most everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it. Like,
Thai. We have Thai, though.
There's Thai.
That's good Thai.
I mean, this is going to sound stupid, but I really do want, like, a Texas Roadhouse, Olive Garden.
It would be nice to have, like, a little easy, casual chain restaurant. Yeah.
Like, that sounds so startful to say, I want a Texas Roadhouse.
Applebee's, you know?
Yeah. That sounds so startful. Like, the people talk about startful, like, oh, you got Apple. I want an Olive Garden. Olive Garden is awesome. Anybody that talks down to Olive Garden and Texas Roadhouse,
you're just a snob.
Yeah,
like,
but I mean,
let me see your recipe for fettuccine alfredo. Let me see what yours tastes like. I guess it's not as good.
Well, they're going and picking it up and taking it to the tailgate with the chandeliers at it.
You see where Abner's closed in Oxford? I don't know what they're going to do for tailgating. What are they going to do?
Pour your Jack Daniels out.
A friend of ours, I sent him a text. I said, "What are they going to do?" And he said, "Well, as long as they've got Robitussin, they'll be okay." Willie Dizzle, rank these in the most order of most disappointing. The 2003 men's loss to Butler, the 2018 football season, KJ Costello's right arm, or Willie Gay's academic integrity? Oh. Aw.
I educated our friend Grace on the Butler game in 03. I mean, State basically started the Butler.
Yeah. We.
I mean, they've always been a good basketball program, but that
they
made
them.
They
got started because of us. Yes, you're right.
I almost put 04 Xavier in front of the Butler game.
That was so bad.
You know, the Willie Gay stuff, that's not just Willie Gay. That was that was really like a killer.
Chet Johnson was involved in that, wasn't he?
He was.
Yeah.
That was really a killer for that season.
Yeah.
I mean, Willie didn't play for most of the year.
Yeah. And
when he came in, he was just wrecking things.
Yeah.
Including Garrett Schrader.
He would have been a first round pick if he could play the whole year.
Oh, yeah. If that wasn't attached to him, no doubt.
Yeah.
So that was a killer. And then you had to, you know.
The 18 football season is the number one.
It's got to be.
They should have been.
That's so, like, that's so Mississippi State.
Yeah.
That you had the ability that year to win 10 games in the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
And your coach leaves. You bring in a new guy. You know, they have the best defense in the country, basically. That was really frustrating.
Yeah. Hammy Sins. What a name. What is y'all's prediction for men's basketball in SEC play? Win, loss? Where do you see them finishing among the conference? I think they're going to be like an 11 to 10, 11 wins in conference play. Maybe 12 if things go really, really well.
11 and 7.
Yeah.
That'd be solid.
And
eight and ten last year.
Yeah, they'll be something like 23-8 overall.
I don't think the SEC is super deep.
No.
So they can stack some wins.
Yeah.
And I mean, heck, man, this team is third or fourth in the league as far as top 25 is concerned right now. So I mean, they're considered one of the best teams in the league.
Yeah.
Yeah. 12 wins would be a great year. That's probably going to get you a pretty good seed if you can make it through non-conference unscathed.
Yeah. They'll be in good shape. Caleb Goddard asks, in regards to the picture of Selman and Levy on the field, do you think Zach was explaining what upgrades they're completing during the offseason? No, I think those things are just totally staged. And he's just like, all right, so I got to point over here and look like I'm talking, and I'm going to show you over here, and you're going to nod. And yeah, it's, I don't
know. Yeah, because he was pointing at this north end zone.
Yeah, like,
I don't think there's going to be anything there. But there is a approval for upgrades to the west side.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be happening.
The west side or the east side?
The west side. Where we are,
okay.
That's all going to be club.
Yeah,
I have no clue what they're going to do with us, but it looks like the wheels are in motion.
We're going to be over in Dorman. We're going to have our own little room.
There's also an approval to totally redo
Dorman. That was much needed.
Yes,
Ryan Wade, which is better business wise for MSU focused media folks like you, tumultuous times or stable successful times in the program? It tumultuous in terms of when it's really good. Or when it's really bad.
Yeah, it's got to be extreme.
Yeah. Like when it's just Midland,
yep.
I don't want that.
Like, I'll say this, like this year, like towards the end of the Zach Arnett thing, it was starting to get kind of bland on the message boards and stuff. Whenever we went to coaching search, it really lit up.
As soon as he got fired, yeah. So
when people start to just check out and they're just...
That's what you don't want.
There's like an anger stage, which is what happened at the beginning of the year, and then there's a we're out stage. Mm-hmm. And that's what you don't want to be in.
Mm-hmm. Our friend Jared Thomas has a question. So my son and I listen to the pod every morning in the car rider line. I really enjoy having to explain the term raw dog to him, which spectacularly backfired on me. Sometimes you can just say, that's
why?
Not.
Why would you do that?
Well, he wrote it in the thing. Why did he send it to me?
I'm saying, why would you bring that up initially? You said it initially.
Oh, it was funny. It was funny.
What was it? What were we even talking about? I don't even remember that. I mean, I remember it, but I don't remember what the conversation was.
We're talking about like fans who come out with rumors and how like... some random fan will be like, I heard Zach Arnett's getting fired today. And like, they don't know, but they're just guessing. And the Twitter account I made up was like, the MSU Raw Dogs. And I was like, make sure you credit MSU Raw Dogs. You got raw dogged. Yeah. Now I've had it again.
420-69.
Yeah, 469 dog 420. What is the website about MSU that we're supposed to be on? You keep mentioning it, but I can't seem to find it. Can you elaborate? I'm talking about On3. It's a new website. Paul Jones. You remember Paul Jones? You used to work with him. He's there along with this Tanner Marler kid. Nice kid. He's over there. On3 Sports is the name of it. And then his son Emmett wants to know what MSU needs to do to get 10 wins next season. Enjoy. Emmett, they would need to play about 16 games. 10 of those against teams they can beat.
And they would need to get about 4 or 5 All-Americans out of the transfer portal.
Something like that.
They could turn this thing around quick, but they're going to have to spend about $6 million in the portal and go get some absolute studs.
Yeah.
Anything can happen.
Anything can happen. Alexandra Watson, we know how you two feel about the Earth being flat and the moon landing. First off, I'd like to say that I feel like the Earth is not flat, and I feel like we did land on the moon. But
I feel like the Earth is not flat, and I'm still torn.
All right. But she wants to know what our thoughts are on aliens.
Oh, they exist.
I think aliens exist.
Aliens absolutely exist.
Well, I mean, we've started to get confirmation now from the government.
Yes, we are now having hearings. The government
just
is having
out
hearings.
And saying it. They're like, yeah, there was a UFO.
We are going to, which, by the way, the thing in Mexico where they opened up the ship or whatever and found this alien, that was completely fake.
Yeah.
But we are eventually, in our lifetime, we are likely going to see an alien.
Yeah.
On TV.
Yeah.
It's going to be like on Signs.
Remember when
like the dude walks across?
Yeah. Oh! That's the dumbest movie ever made, by the way. Like these aliens are allergic to water, so they invade a planet that is 75% water.
Right. Yeah. No.
This
nobody questions
is
that.
Three quarters water, and they're like, "Oh, we can't touch water."
And the other part of it is Fred Smoot.
Yeah.
But yeah, we are going to see. I believe in our lifetime, someone is going to present an alien's body.
Yeah.
And I fully believe.
Do you think it's Little Green Man alien, or do you think it's like the Predator?
I think that what they've made aliens to look like is very similar to what they look like.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is there have been sightings. There have been people that have been abducted. There was a guy in Pascagoula or something several years ago that was one of the first guys that had claimed to be abducted. And I think those people saw the aliens, and it came across almost kind of like a dream, but they basically saw them and then woke up in their bed or whatever. I truly believe that is what they look like.
Okay.
I'm all in on aliens.
All right. I'm with you.
I've listened to podcasts. I've read books. I've watched, I watched the hearing.
Yeah.
I believe
I saw
it's
Predator.
True. Yeah, I've seen Independence Day.
Yeah. I think that was a documentary.
I watched that movie in theaters.
Well, there you go.
I was very frightened about the
How
part.
How old were you?
It came out in what, 97? 96?
Yeah.
I was 7.
Whew.
I watched that movie at the Strand Theater in Louisville. It was a two-screen theater.
Uh-huh.
Old school.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
Back in the 50s.
Yeah.
And you went in, and you went to this side, or you went to this side.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing Liar Liar there. I saw Toy Story, maybe Lion King. But I saw Independence Day. And the thing that freaked me out the most about it was that professor or scientist guy,
yeah.
They like latched onto him and spoke through him.
Yeah.
Remember that?
That's a little freaky, yeah.
That was freaky.
Yeah.
Die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum. Yeah. also from Alexandria.
There it is.
That's a different movie, though.
Yeah, Jurassic Park.
Must go faster. Must go faster.
The 90s might have the greatest films of all time,
it's
collectively.
Very tough to beat. Alexandra also asks us, will all the Ole Miss fans have sour grapes mentality towards this hire, and how interesting will the Egg Bowl be next year? I thought Levy was holding back a little bit Monday night. Like, I think he was just, I think he really wanted to be like, I don't like Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, he smirked a little bit, but that didn't seem
something,
like, you know.
Something there. But that being said, it is funny how, like, I tweeted a video of him talking at the airport, and somebody was like, look at this little brother mentality. And I just want to go, he didn't mention Ole Miss. He didn't say the words Ole Miss. Nothing he said referred to Ole Miss. What are you doing here, buddy? So it's going to be, we're back with the toxicity. We're back.
They are very worried. Is a word. I don't know if it's worried that they're worried about, you know, him being good, but they're worried about what he's doing.
Yeah.
And it's strange. I mean, they've been like very active.
Yeah.
On social media. Right.
Kyle Wilson, why don't we eat turkey more than we do? There are restaurants dedicated to chicken, but not turkey. I love turkey. I'll go get a turkey breast all the time. Three or four times a year. I go get it, you know, I try to keep my cookouts when I cook on the weekends a little fresh. I don't want to keep doing the same things. So, but like every other month, I'll go get a turkey breast and cook it. It's delicious.
I'm not a huge turkey guy. Becky mentioned tonight that, you know, for Christmas, we're going to get a turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Her family's coming over to our house for Christmas. And, you know, we're supposed to be getting a turkey. I was like, you think we could do like a brisket or something else.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey I do on Thanksgiving, and then I'm done with it.
I like turkey. I'll eat it whenever.
It can get dry easily.
Well, yeah, I know what you're doing, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, if you warm it up again,
have you had the turkey at the joint yet?
I have. I do like smoked turkey.
That's
like
what I'm talking
that.
About, yeah, yeah.
And I'll say this, my dad does his turkey in the oven,
mm-hmm.
And it's the best turkey I've ever had. It's always juicy.
Yeah.
It never gets dry.
If you know how you cook it, it's good.
My dad is my favorite turkey. My dad's turkey is my favorite turkey.
No. You heard that, Big Daddy. He called you a turkey.
He's no turkey.
John Jeffrey Nelson. Is the MSU win over Arizona one of the most improbable outcomes of the year looking back? Is it also a sign this team got worse and worse as the year went on? So Arizona, the one thing you have to look at, though, is that Arizona did change quarterbacks. They benched Delora, the other guy they brought in, whose name I can't recall, but he was the guy who sort of sparked their turnaround.
Fafita,
yeah. If he had played against State, it might have been a different outcome. But is it a sign the team got worse and worse as the year went on? Yeah, that's why they fired the coach.
It really is crazy, though, that we keep talking about that. Like, that was the game where we were like, there's something wrong
Something's
with this
not
team.
Right, yeah.
And that team is actually top 25 right now. And could have won.
Well, they're higher
10
than that,
games.
Aren't they? I mean, what are
they're
what
21 or something?
Are they only 21?
They might have gone up. Last time I looked, they were 21.
Hold on.
They might have gone up this week. I don't know what they are.
Let's see here. I'm going to find out what they are, though, Robbie. Just for that.
Will you do that?
They're 14th.
What?
Yeah, they're 9-3.
My gosh.
They almost won the Pac-12.
That's
Pac-12,
crazy.
If Oregon
they're
had
on
lost,
they're on the verge of being a playoff team. Had the playoff been 12 teams.
And if they had beaten Mississippi State.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That is incredible.
John says, news of Will being in the portal broke less than 12 hours after the Egg Bowl ended. How long do you think his mind was made up on leaving? Probably about midseason.
It's been a while.
When he got hurt.
He I think when he got hurt. I've been hearing that for a while, that he was probably going to leave.
Yeah. Back to Patrick Williamson. In light of yesterday's comments, if Waffle House came to you seeking a million-dollar idea, million-dollar idea for smearing hash browns. How would you smear the hash browns?
With, like, some gravy or something.
What about, like, a nacho cheese sauce?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
When I think smear, I'm thinking, like, ketchup or something. Like, they put ketchup in it.
Okay. Barbecue sauce?
Yeah.
Okay.
That would work.
Okay.
Dude, what do you put on hash browns when you go to Waffle House?
Scattered, double chunked, triple covered.
You gotta explain to me because I've never done it.
Double ham. They give you little cubes of ham. I want a double order of that.
What is that called? Is it just
chunked?
Chunked.
All right, and triple covered. That's three slices of American cheese.
That's interesting. I love how they have their own
meat and cheese loaded up.
I love how they have their own like thing. Like
yeah. You gotta know. And when you find out what you like, you never change.
Yeah.
You know, there's nobody who's like, well, sometimes I get it scattered, topped, and chunked, and sometimes I get it, you know, covered and sauced. You don't do that. You get the same.
I just get hash browns and put ketchup on them.
Nah. Get some meat and cheese in there, man.
Well, I got meat on the side. That's I got true. Bacon.
There's never enough.
What's your bacon? Like, how do you get your bacon cooked there?
I asked for it. You say rare, but it's not actually rare.
Yeah,
but it's chewy. I don't want it to be super crispy.
Gotcha.
All right.
I'm kind of somewhere.
I
in
want
the
a
middle.
Pecan waffle. So I have two orders. Do I want breakfast or do I want dinner?
Yeah.
Pecan waffle, bacon rare, hash browns scattered, double chunk, triple covered, or I get the three pork chop dinner.
Oh, yeah. My dad gets steak or pork chop when he goes in there.
With the same hash brown order.
Yeah. So. My dad is a steak or pork chop guy at Waffle House. Takes him forever to eat.
We've already answered your question about who could be the defensive coordinator. Colton, with a very interesting question, were there any pre-expansion SEC West schools that never in the entire history of the SEC championship game played for one? Yeah, so this is the last year of the divisions. So Alabama is the final SEC West champion. So let's just sort of go through them here. Obviously, Alabama has won.
Yeah.
LSU won a national title. They were in the SEC championship game last year, too. So
they've
LSU.
Been many times.
Yeah. Auburn has a national title. So you know they're there.
Cam Newton.
Yeah. Arkansas.
They've been twice.
They've been three times.
They've been three times.
Yeah, okay. Obviously, Mississippi State went 1998. We all know that.
Texas A&M is not pre-expansion.
Not pre-expansion. So who does that leave? Two in Alabama.
That would be
Arkansas and LSU State.
The Rebels of Ole Miss.
Ole Miss. Ole Miss never went to the SEC championship game. They never won the SEC West, and they never will.
That's wild.
Zach asked if you could
live. They did claim an SEC West championship the year that they lost to the actual SEC West champions.
Yeah.
And SEC champions and national champions.
Yes.
I actually lost that game.
They lost that game. If you could choose any cinematic universe to live in, which one and why?
This is the Bagman. Did you know that?
I did not know that. So if I could choose any cinematic universe to live in and why, or which one would it be and why, I'm going to choose, I don't know, the Field of Dreams one. Or I can just—it's just kind of normal, but there's a cool baseball field.
I figured you were going to choose Gotham City.
Why would I want to live there?
Because you love Batman?
I do love Batman, but I don't like the idea of just walking out of my house and there's a psychotic clown blowing up buildings.
I swear, that place is the most toxic place in the universe.
I don't want to live. I don't want to live.
And yet it has a millionaire living in the
middle. I'm
going to
find a billionaire. Billionaire.
That's right.
I'm going to pick, Field of Dreams, Steel Magnolias.
Things that are really, really nice and happy.
Normal. Yeah. Rank these five: The Sopranos, Breaking Bad, Game of Thrones, Peaky Blinders, and Better Call Saul. Did you ever see Peaky Blinders?
I did not. It's going to be last.
It's last.
Sopranos is one for
Sopranos
me.
Is one.
Breaking Bad's two.
Yes.
Better Call Saul is three.
Yes.
Game of Thrones, four.
Game of Thrones could have been two, but the last season ruined it.
The Game of Thrones coupled with House of the Dragon is up
didn't
there
like
for me,
House
though.
Of the Dragon. Couldn't get into it.
I like it.
I think the end of Game of Thrones ruined the Game of Thrones universe for me.
I've said this. The fact that I binged it helped. I didn't invest six, seven years
I binged
years
the
in
first
it.
Four and a half seasons.
Yeah.
And then I caught up.
So, I didn't have to suffer through all that just to be ticked off, you know.
Brooks Hill, the Falcons beat the Saints yesterday. Thanks, Brooks. Now I'm not going to answer your question. Brad Baxter.
He just gave you that statement out of the...
Yeah, he's obviously a Falcons fan. Well, guess what, buddy? Saints are getting something out of this. We're getting something.
What is it about the name Brooks and being a Falcons fan.
I know, Brooks Roberts, Falcons fan.
Is Brooks Bryant a Falcons fan? He's from Atlanta, right?
Brooks Bryant?
Yes.
I don't know. I have to find out. Let's find out. Brooks, let us know. Is Brooks Bryan a Falcons fan?
No, I don't think so.
All right, we'll see.
I don't know who he cheers for.
Well, like I said, Brooks, I'm going to get the Saints something out of this, so we're just not going to answer your question. Brad Baxter.
Lost to the Falcons.
I know, so bad. Jeez. You know how many snaps of that game I watched?
I watched a bunch of it. I had multi-view.
Zero snaps of that game.
I had multi-view of that game and Houston-Jacksonville. I did not want to watch either one of them.
Brad Baxter, what's your favorite addition to the Hump renovation? I've only been in there once. So nothing really stands out to me, though. I mean, it's definitely nicer. So,
I like the club level. I really like the entrances.
The club level is nice, yeah.
I really like the entrances.
Yeah, okay. Is it a requirement that MSU hire only head coaches and ADs who have one-syllable first names? So it's got me thinking, how far back do you have to go? So, football. Jeff, Zach, Mike, Joe, Dan, Sylvester.
Sylvester.
So you have to go back five coaches. All right. Basketball. Chris, Ben, Rick, Richard. So you go back four basketball coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball, you only have two. You only have one. It goes Chris to Andy.
Yes.
So that's two. And then athletic directors, it is Zach, John, Scott, Greg, Larry. So, Larry, you go back four athletic directors.
Interesting.
There you go. So, no, it's not a requirement, but it is a trend. Cameron Worm, would you like to see...
Big Worm.
Would you like to see... What would you like to see from future Mississippi State drone shows? I want him to spell out, Ole Miss didn't invent drone shows. That's what I wanted to spell out. All these Ole Miss fans, copying us. Like
They invented drone shows. They invented offense.
Tailgating in a central area. Cursive. All of those things. Why does our band still play Madelon?
Breath, life.
Life on this planet. Why does our band still play Madelon? It is the original fight song of the university.
So. It's a tradition.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm okay with it.
Tanner Bolwell, rank these TV show movie characters. Tommy Shelby, who is from Peaky Blinders. I know that, so we can't rank him. Doc Holliday.
A lot of these people watching Peaky Blinders.
Maybe we need to watch Peaky Blinders. I know
isn't
a line
like
from Peaky
English,
Blinders.
Like, isn't
yeah,
it like,
it's like the English. Like English.
See, I don't like that accent. Yeah. I mean, no offense to
I
those people.
One line
I don't like
from
move. I don't like watching movies with that accent.
I do know one line from the show. Like, I'm Billy Kimber. I'll run the races. We fixed one of them yesterday, so I'm going to have you shot against the post.
Yeah,
can't
I'm
do
out.
It? All right, then. Doc Holliday, Jack Sparrow, Saul Goodman, Han Solo. All right, we may differ, but Han Solo is one. Han Solo is my favorite character of anything.
It's such an average character.
You like, son of a...
Like, what's special about his character?
He made the Kessel Run in less than 3 parsecs.
Nerd.
I mean, I don't know what you want me to tell you. He was a smuggler.
It's a great character,
cool.
But I don't like.
He blew up. He helped blow up the Death Star.
Yeah, I know what you're saying about what like the things that he did in this universe, but
he tried to kill Darth Vader with a blaster.
Nothing
which
stood
is impossible
out,
to do.
Nothing stood out about his persona to me.
Is this a real discussion?
Doc Holliday and Jack Sparrow and
Doc
Saul
Holliday
Goodman and those
was a longer.
They all have cool like no. Han Solo is cool, but this like different persona about them that's like not super common. You know, Saul Goodman was very. Han Solo was a guy that I could relate to.
You know what? Just rank yours and I'll rank mine. How about that?
Well, Tommy Shelby's last because
is. I'm not even going to rank him because I don't know who he is.
Out of this group, I like Doc Holliday the best because yeah. I love Tombstone. And then Saul Goodman because I love Better Call Saul. Mm-hmm. And then probably Han Solo and then Jack Sparrow.
Right. I'm going Han Solo, Doc Holliday, Saul Goodman, Jack Sparrow.
Okay, so we're not that far off.
You're just hating on Han Solo.
No, I'm not hating on him.
The greatest characters
in
the history of the
world. I like Doc Holliday and Saul Goodman ahead of him.
Also, we should say, Doc Holliday, not really a movie character. He existed in real life. Yeah, he was a real person.
But, you know, not all those things happened.
And we're talking about Val Kilmer's portrayal of him, not Dennis Quaid's portrayal of him.
Val Kilmer is one of the greatest actors ever.
I love Val Kilmer.
He had throat cancer or something.
Yeah.
And
he's in like some of my favorite movies though.
If you haven't seen his documentary, you should really watch it. It's really sad, but it shows you just what kind of actor that guy was. I mean, he was unbelievable. There's not a whole lot of American actors like him. If you look at some of these shows that are coming out now, some of these great shows that we talk about, they're all English actors playing Americans. Go watch. Oh my gosh, Secession.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of those people are English actors and actresses,
mm-hmm.
and it's because they just value the art, I think, a little more than a lot of Americans do. But he is like an English actor to me. Great actor. I mean, he was in Top Gun, the new Top Gun. He can hardly talk anymore. I think he uses a voice box and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in that this past Top Gun. He's great. Love Val Kilmer.
All right. J.B. Holloway, all I could think about this year was how bad I felt for a great group of wide receivers who underutilized this season by Barbe's ineptitude. How many stay and show out for next year? Does Tulu come back or others? Obviously, things can change, but it appears right now that Tulu and Zavion will return to Mississippi State. That could change. I think Creed Whittemore will be back as well. I think Justin Robinson
will be back.
I feel
really good about Creed coming back and
the
other two.
You got a good group there. I'm telling you, this wide receiver group could surprise us next year.
Every day is a different day with Tulu and Zavion.
You're not wrong.
You just don't know what you're going to get. Think about last year. Whenever Tulu was like recruiting everybody, mm-hmm. they had him,
and then a week later, he's in the portal. Yeah, I know.
You know, and feeling bad for the receivers. I mean, some of this stuff was lack of execution too. What,
buddy? I'm just looking at. We've already been going 41 minutes, and we ain't nowhere near.
People are excited.
All right, bearded man with a fish. This isn't even a question. Forget football and ranked basketball teams. Can we get Robbie to come up to Huntsville and go to the Space and Rocket Center? You can talk to guys who worked on the Apollo program. There were 6 crewed moon landings, not one, by the way. So there you go. You need to go learn.
Well, why don't we send Bearded Man with a Fish to the moon?
Because he's not an astronaut.
We need to be sending more of these people to the moon. Let's go.
Yeah. Hunter Bolin,
In
a devil went down to Georgia situation, what sports video game would you play against him for your soul? What's your answer? What would you play against the devil?
One of the NCAA games.
Yeah. I would play Blades of Steel.
Okay.
I would whip him, too. You know what? It's on the best it's ever been.
Sega Genesis?
That's Nintendo.
Is that Nintendo?
You're talking about the first Nintendo.
Is that a hockey game?
Yes.
Okay.
I was unbeatable.
I'm trying to think what else I was...
Blades of Steel.
I mean... It's got to be NCAA. After 98,
mm-hmm.
I was really Madden
06 would be my wheelhouse for Madden.
Yeah.
I could play FIFA, but I don't know. The devil might be really good at that. I have trouble with the skill moves on FIFA. So. Maroon Buffoon, what's your opinion of the new coach for the irrigation troubleshooting team? Heard they're in the run for another national title. I mean, you're taking over a dynasty there. You better come in ready to perform.
And don't come in there saying your ring sizes.
Let's get wet. MSU irrigation troubleshooting.
That's right.
Alan asked if we could pick one fast food restaurant to bring to Starkville. What would it be? Fast food? I would say Five Guys.
Raising Cane's.
Oh, we have all these places to get chicken tenders.
Yeah, and we replace Slim Chickens or something and bring in Raising Cane's.
We don't have.
I want Raising Cane's. We don't have Raisin Cane's.
I'm going to pull the Zaxby's Raisin Cane's switch on you one day.
I promise you I'll know the difference.
I promise you won't.
Swear I will.
You know who you
The chicken tastes different.
You know who you would agree with on this, by the way? Your boy Moscona.
He's a Raisin Cane's guy.
Well, he got really mad cuz I said the same thing. I was like,
"You did. I was with you."
Or you were there? Okay, you were there for that.
Well, the guy's his friend.
Yeah.
But
Jacob Hester agreed with me. He was like, "You're right. If you would, they would never know." And I was like, "I know.
I would know."
Well, we're gonna find out one
Zaxby's
day.
And Raising Cane's are different.
Here's the problem, though, is that you would never trust me now. Like, I need to bring you Cane's one time, and it actually be Cane's.
Because if I just showed up one day, I was like, hey, I happen to be driving.
What you do is you just have a box, and you say, here's two chicken tenders. Tell me which one's which.
So it can't be one of those where I'm like, hey, I brought some Raising Cane's, because then you'd be like, no, I see what's going on here.
I think I would know if it was Zaxby's.
So we're going to do a blind taste test is what you're telling me.
I would know if it was Zaxby's. They have their different batter, their different seasoning.
Well, it's blind. We're going to do a blind.
Well, the tender's different.
All right, we'll see.
I guarantee you I could pick the right one.
Dear Old State, what kind of reputation does Jeff Lepe have as a recruiter? A really good one. He is known as a good recruiter.
Yes, I think he's going to be able to do that pretty well.
Did Lepe's offense at Oklahoma go tempo as much as his previous employers at Ole Miss and UCF? Yeah. He is a tempo guy.
Well, if you remember back at that Ole Miss, they're still fast now, but one of the main talking points about that offense of 2020 and 2021 was how quickly they snapped the ball between plays. That's going to be Lepe. They're going to run a lot of tempo. They're going to spread the field.
Yeah,
it's going to be
spread the fun.
It's going to be wide receivers standing on the far hash, and you don't see a ton of offenses like that. But what that does is it opens up space so much with the defense. They're not allowed to really clog the lanes as much. And it's really kind of brilliant the way they've done that. And, you know, in a lot of ways, Leach is a lot like that. They've evolved from Leach's offense. It started with Art Briles when he kind of took a little bit of the air raid and he made it into something else. And Leach always wanted to find grass. He wanted to find open areas where you could get the ball to somebody. This is going to be about spreading the defense out and taking defenses out of the play and taking some of the best players out of the play where the ball is going. So running backs, more room to run. Wide receivers, more room to run. More one-on-ones. That's what you're going to see here. And they're going to run tempo. You're going to have defenses on their heels constantly. Yeah. I'm very interested to see how he does as a play caller, like on the field and trying to manage the game too. Because one of the things that a lot of people have issues with is managing the game because you're so focused on making a play call.
Yeah.
So that's going to be interesting. But he obviously wants to run the offense himself.
Yeah. Where am I here? Excuse me. Nathan McQuarrie asks us, there have been two marriage proposals made during the last two football games, both early in the games. If you were popping the question at a sporting event, is it a football game your go-to event? Do you want the proposal to happen early or late in the game? You definitely want early, because what if you said, okay, yeah, I'll do it in the fourth quarter? Two things. One, in the fourth quarter, if it's a close game, nobody wants that crap.
Yeah.
Like, get this off, it was a close game. And if you're losing big, boy, that looks good, doesn't it? Ask you to marry me down 40 to
nothing. It'd be first quarter.
First quarter. That said,
my wife would kill me if I proposed
to my current wife. I say current, like I got another one lined up or something. If I had done that, not only would she have said no, when I got home, my clothes would have been in a suitcase out in the yard.
Yeah.
But like, it's over.
Yeah. Where did you propose?
In my living room.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The one you currently live in?
No. We just moved in that. No, God, no.
Oh.
No.
Oh, yeah, because you've moved around and stuff.
Yeah.
Living room where?
I lived off of it's old Highway 25. It's Louisville Street. Across from United Produce, where we used to live.
Gotcha.
In a little house there.
Just by yourself?
No, she was there.
Well, my God. You know what I mean? You and her.
You walked into that. Yes, just me and her. Just me and her. So what I did was, I was watching a football game.
Even worse than
the
that.
Saturday after the Egg Bowl. And she came in.
What year?
2001. So we had won the Egg Bowl. And she wanted to watch something on TV. And I didn't. I was like, I want to watch the game. She's like, well, I want to watch this. And I was like, hold on. So I went back to my room.
I got to shut her up.
No, I went back to our room, and I had the ring. So I grab it, and I go back in front of him. I'm like, all right, I got a quarter in one hand. You pick the hand that has the quarter in it, and you can watch what you want. And so immediately she says, you don't have a quarter. Because she knows me. I was like, I got a quarter. She's like, no, you don't. And I was like, well, you just pick. So she picked, and she picked the hand that had the ring in it. She's like, that's not a quarter. So.
And it was all downhill from there.
It has not been a day of peace since. Also, Ray Campbell wants to know about biscuits. We already answered that one, too. Carter Bentley doing the typical Mississippi State fan thing of immediately going to the worst-case scenario here. Thinking for the future. If this hire goes well, you think Levy stays until they can both go back for jobs at Oklahoma? I mean, the man hasn't even called a play yet. We've already got him back on the plane to Oklahoma.
It's unbelievable, man.
Come on, guys.
Either the coach needs to be fired or they're gone. Any success, they're out.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Does it happen like that everywhere? Or is this a Mississippi State thing?
I have no idea. I mean, I don't think anybody is asking about Lane Kiffin going back to Southern Cal or Tennessee. So, of course, you know Keith Carter. Where would he go? He's already he seems to be loyal to his alma mater, unlike others. Zach DePriest. Now that the SEC, someone once again asking about the only team from never win the West.
Yeah, we got that.
Saying we already got that though. Chad Harrington taking a book out of the Marvel What If series. What are some great what-ifs that could be made around Mississippi State athletics?
Cam Newton, number one.
Cam Newton, Jonathan Bender, Monte Ellis, Travis Outlaw, all three of those.
I wanted to break those down. Okay. So Jonathan Bender would have been on the 97?
Yeah.
So, you know.
Not a great, but he would have elevated that team.
Yeah, and it's the same thing with Monta.
Now we're getting into
Monta Ellis would have changed that team. But
they were already
tournament
team.
No, not initially. That was Jamont Gordon and
what year was that?
Wasn't that Jamont Gordon and the Delks and
hold on
and those guys like 05?
Monta Ellis.
That first team was bad.
Monta Ellis was drafted in the 2005. He was a second round pick in 2005.
Yes. So he would have been on the 06 team.
That
team was terrible, but that would have changed things.
He would have elevated them.
That was Jamont Gordon. Yeah. That
now,
first
Outlaw
team was
on a tournament team.
Right? Outlaw was 01.
Yeah.
Or 02.
Yeah, 02. He's on
that team was SEC tournament champs.
You have him and Mario Austin.
Oh gosh. That team would have been because they were like a 5 seed or something.
Yeah,
they were 5 seed in Texas.
They were a 3 seed.
Texas.
They were the 3 seed
that year.
Yeah,
or were they a 3 seed? No, 3.
No, in 03 is when they lost to Butler. That was a 5 seed.
They didn't go down. 03 yeah. was a better team.
04 is the
2 seed.
It's 2 seed. 03 was a 5 seed. 01. I'm sorry, 02 was a, hold on.
02 was a 5 seed, 03 was a 3 seed, 04 was a 2 seed, I'm pretty sure.
No, they dropped, they did drop.
Okay.
Because they won the tournament 1 year, and the next year they didn't.
Well, they won the SEC tournament, but they had a better
season
in 03.
That team was a 3 seed, no.
Just look it up.
All right,
you have the internet right in front of you.
So do you.
Yeah, but I don't feel like looking at
it. All right, so the NCAA tournament 2002. That's fine. Mississippi State. Hold on.
That 03 team was pretty good.
Was a 3 seed.
In 02?
Yes. And so the
Derek Zimmerman.
That was Zimmerman's senior
Timmy
year.
Bowers.
Yeah.
SEC right. tournament champs.
So, okay.
Mario Austin.
The 2003. I know they were a
03 they lost to Butler.
They were a 5.
But they played in Birmingham.
Yeah, but they were a 5.
How'd they get a better setup in 03 than they did in 02?
Because they got screwed in 02. Remember they got sent to Texas.
That's what I'm saying. How'd they get a better
because
setup?
Because the NCAA tournament took pity. They were like, "Look, we screwed this team last year. Let's put them in Birmingham this year."
I mean, they were playing basically a home game.
They were a 5 seed in the East Regional in 2002. Or 2003.
That makes no sense that they were sent to Austin. To Dallas.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense. So.
They beat McNeese State that year.
Yeah. So.
Anyways.
Steve Spurrier. I was going to add him.
Yeah.
Taking over instead of Rocky Felker. And then I'll give you one more. What if the 16 SEC champion baseball team gets Austin Riley?
Yeah. Or Keyshawn Johnson.
Keyshawn Johnson coming pairing to state. Up with Eric Moles. Eric Moles is definitely one. Cam Newton is the number one one, though.
Oh, no doubt.
No question.
No doubt. No question. Austin Riley on that 16 team, my gosh.
I mean, they might have won. They would ease. They should have. They were probably a favorite to win the national title going into the tournament. They got
kind of cold.
They got unlucky with Arizona,
and they got kind of cold. Remember, like they weren't great there, like towards the end of the year.
Yeah, yeah. Adam Sirkin, is Dylan Johnson the most successful transfer out of MSU? Have there been any others? It's a basketball one. It's
Rodney Hood.
Rodney Hood, yeah.
Malik Newman was actually decent.
Was good at
Kansas.
Rodney Hood has had a turn. He was a lottery pick, wasn't he? Or at least
remember how angry you used to get at Logan Lowry for tweeting about Rodney Hood?
I still get angry when people talk about Rodney Hood. There's no point. I got to do a real big argument.
I was so excited
about
the dude because he was so pure.
Matt Stevens and I got into a real argument. I was just like, nobody cares. He's like, no, it's news. I was like, no Mississippi State fan wants an update on Rodney
Hood. It's not news anymore.
Like, you want to go cover Duke? Go cover Duke. So. John T., does the head coach have any say in what logo goes on the uniform? Probably not much of one. I mean, he probably leaves it to the players.
Yeah, I mean, he could have say, but a lot of them are just like, eh.
Yeah. Another one from Nathan McQuarrie. Which is worse, your team being so obviously bad that coaching changes are made in season, like the Panthers, or the team being visibly bad but not bad enough to make the necessary changes until after the season is over, the Saints? I would rather be the Saints right now. The Saints are still in the playoff hunt. They suck, but they're still in the playoff hunt. The Panthers are garbage.
They're really bad.
It's, by the way, Bryce Young, this is a bad enough rookie year that it's like, sometimes you don't shake that off, man.
Yeah. He
meanwhile, C.J. Stroud is going to win the MVP.
C.J. Stroud's easily
really
the best.
He's really good.
I don't know why we were making it a Bryce Young, Will Levis conversation. It should have been C.J. Stroud and Will Levis.
Absolutely should have been.
Bryce Young looks like mentally...
This is something that like, and Tua seems to have beaten it, and Hurts leaving to go to Oklahoma gave him a good base, but like a lot of these Alabama quarterbacks, they see pressure and they're like, "What is this?"
I've made that argument before because people were talking about Mac Jones.
Yeah, he's terrible.
Every quarterback at Alabama is going to look a lot better than they really are usually because of the talent around them.
But Tua is so talented. He's super
Tua
talented.
Tua and Jalen Hurts were different guys.
Let's see here. Kerry Scott, we already talked about Lebby and Kiffin. Almost called him Lebby and Kiffy. Dugout Dog. Okay, here we go. How many kindergartners do you think you could personally take on in a fight before being overpowered? The kindergartners are released 5 at a time every 30 seconds. They are unarmed. Their ultimate goal is to dogpile you and pin you to the ground. If they can pin you for 15 seconds, you lose. You have to knock a kindergartner unconscious to defeat them. Once they lose, once they're knocked out, they vanish, so they can't get back up.
Okay, so that we don't have to worry about anybody having an emotional attachment to these kids.
You can use any strategy you want to fight back, but you are also unarmed and you can't leave the room. I'm going to be in there a while.
Oh, I'm going to slaughter these kids.
I'm going to be kicking these kids in the face.
Yeah, when they come up, I'm grabbing them and launching them.
I'm going to grab. It's like, I know you said
they're getting launched.
You say that I'm unarmed. I'm picking the first kid up and using him as a weapon.
Yeah.
Until he disappears.
The fact they're just like, I mean, they're just basically robots.
Yeah.
We don't have to worry about there's an emotional connection.
Now, I'm kicking those kids in the
face. Nobody's going to, make us feel bad about it.
In the face! In the face!
They're getting punted across the room.
Yeah.
Thrown like lawn darts.
Yeah. I'm going to Mysterio them. Yeah,
exactly. Basically. Kevin Nash.
I'm literally going to pick the first kid up and swing him around by his hair and just use him as a club. Until he disappears.
My life is on the line here.
Yeah. It's No. It's not your life's not on the line. They just have to pin you. You're not going to die.
We're just trying to kill these kids.
I'm going to kill the kids, but you don't die. Gosh. Ford Polk, what's worse, biting your tongue or biting your cheek? Your tongue.
It's cheek for me. It's more long term.
Oh, I bit my tongue the other day. It's still bothering me.
The cheek, I have both of my cheeks, like the way I bite, I bite into my cheek a lot.
I got you. Well, has there ever been a better hype man in WWE than Jerry Lawler was for The Rock? Yeah. Paul Heyman for Roman Reigns is a far superior hype man.
Paul Heyman for Brock Lesnar.
Brock!
That's not even the Jerry Lawler's, like, best hyping job. It's whenever the women would come out.
Yeah, that's when he was really.
And then number two was him with Eddie Guerrero.
Yeah.
When he would say, Latino Heat.
Yeah, he loved him.
That's it. That's more than
Heyman with Reigns is by far.
He's the greatest hype man of all time.
Of all time.
He's just an advocate.
Yeah. He's a wise man.
Yeah.
If the athletic department decides to change up our in-stadium experience, what are some things you'd like to see them continue doing? That's a good question. Like, what do they do well right now?
The entrance.
The entrance is cool. The being there with the thing going
keep
up.
Keep the entrance what it is. There's no need to change
whom,
that stuff.
The only thing we would change with For Whom the Bell Tolls is let it run a little longer.
Let it roll. Yeah. I love the band. I love what they do. I don't mind. Turn it down for the band to play.
Do we need a four-wheeler for every entrance now?
Oh, that was pretty legit. So, I would like to see it on the field, although Brandon Harden would probably not like that.
I was on Ben Garrett's podcast today, and he was trying to make fun of this, right, obviously.
No, that doesn't sound right.
I know, right? And he was like, you know, why four-wheeler? Why not a horse? And I literally said, I would have lost my you-know-what if it was a horse. Can you imagine if they had opened that door and Knox had come out riding a damn horse? I would have lost my mind.
Anybody making fun of that is just a loser.
They're a loser. I agree.
You're a loser if you're making fun of the four-wheeler, too, by the way.
I agree.
There's only one set of people that didn't think that was fun.
Yeah. I can't wait to read this question. Here we go. Dalton Lee. A few weeks ago, this guy's car breaks down in front of my house. I go outside to help as he looked to be an older gentleman. I see his car is destroyed. Axle detached, tire, rim, etc. just shattered, and he keeps trying to drive it. Talking to this man, I determined that he is beyond hammered. This man it's not the word he used. This man is 1,000% about to get a DWI. I start making small talk, asking if he has anyone to call. He starts telling me he divorced the Memphis Mafia 17 years ago, and he hates his life, and is telling me he's going to put a hit on me if I rat. Things go south.
The Memphis Mafia? Isn't that Elvis's
group? I think so. Things go south in his drunken stupor and immediately starts calling us a bunch of slurs. Need to point out here that Dalton Lee is Asian.
Yes.
Then he starts shouting that his name is Drunk Jimmy and we should know who he is. I proceed to go back inside. 20 minutes later, we see him sprinting down the road because he had set his car on fire directly outside of my house. What a story! My question is, have you ever helped a stranger and absolutely just went poorly? Never help people. They don't want your help.
Don't.
I'm trying to think if I have anything like that. I don't have anything. This is an all-time story, Dalton. If it's true, that is incredible. Zachary Cooey, will Jeff Lebby and his staff actually wear the proper logo on the sidelines? I think it's all state script going forward.
All I've seen him wearing so far is state script.
I don't think you're
ever
going to see that. Thoughts on Punk back to WWE and Ospreay to AEW? Ospreay versus whoever for the world title at All In next year will be incredible in London.
Yes.
Punk back, I'm excited. I want to see where it goes, but I you can't help but be nervous.
Punk with Triple H in charge.
Should be okay.
Should
be okay.
Tony was a total pushover.
Yeah.
Triple H isn't going to put up with that crap.
Yeah.
I can promise you
But at
that.
The same time.
Triple H wouldn't have signed him
had
he not been given assurances that not going to act the way that he did.
I agree. Fans
more.
Are excited. I have never had this many Twitter mentions, man.
Within 10 minutes, we had 20 questions.
Well, not only that, earlier I'm talking today. About like tonight from the press conference, too.
Oh, yeah, so. Yeah.
All right. Colton Watson, where are you at? But hold on. We're an hour and 3 minutes into this thing, Colton.
He was busy today.
All right. Which scenario is preferable? Tolu returns on December 31st with minutes restrictions without feeling fully himself until February 3rd, which is the Alabama game? Or Tolu returns and plays like nothing was ever wrong on January 17th against Kentucky? I think it's much preferable to have him back full strength for when he's ready to go full strength.
So February 3rd or January?
No, I'd rather have him January 17th. You can get through the first two or three SEC games without him.
So he's saying he returns on January 17th.
And he returns on January 17th, and it's like he's ready to play 40 minutes, no problem.
Yeah, I would rather him just hop right in.
Yeah, exactly. Where are Bukie Watson and Jet Johnson all-time amongst MSU linebackers, amongst all defensive players? I feel like even with all the accomplishments, they're still undervalued nationally and among the fan base. They didn't win any trophies as part of it. I don't think either one of them have been first-team All-SEC. But, I mean, you're talking about the two
from a number standpoint as a duo.
Just insane.
I mean, I don't know if there's ever been a situation where Mississippi
State will
be
first team all SEC this year.
Yeah, Jet will not get any recognition again.
No,
and that is sad.
He might be like third team.
This dude's been top two in the league in tackles 2 years in a row, but I don't know if there's ever been a duo at Mississippi State that has led the SEC in tackles 2 years in a row together.
Yeah,
that's insane.
Yeah, the Maroon Moron. That's tough on yourself. We're getting ready to take a trip to NYC next month. Brian, any recommendations on where to eat? So, my trip to New York, that was one of the most disappointing things. Was we didn't really hit the restaurants I was hoping to hit. And I just was disappointed in some of them. So, I would just say just do your research. The good thing about New York City is there's a ton of places to go, ton of great options, no matter what kind of food you like. TikTok is actually a really good spot to find some of these places. YouTube Shorts, stuff like that. Check them out.
Instagram,
yeah. Excuse me. Les Dykes, do you think Ole Miss will have to set up a hospital ward on the sidelines for all the players falling out when Levy's offense is going full speed next year?
That would be interesting.
I mean, they're going to have a player drop every play.
Yeah.
So, Ian Ladner traveled to Ghana since the last rumblings. There I ate the light fish soup with fufu. See, Baloo? Which is like eating Zatarain's boil-flavored soup with tilapia and a giant bumbling using your hands. Hold on a second.
Is that like a dumpling?
Oh, is that dumpling? Is he trying to say dumpling there? Okay, dumpling.
That's got to be a dumpling.
Yeah. Would you eat this? So basically what you do is you take the bread, the dumpling in there,
yeah,
and you pull
it. Sop it up.
And you sop. Yeah, I would eat that.
I mean, that's probably what you have to eat in that situation.
Yeah, it's probably
right?
Really good.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah. Sarthak Sharma. Does the NIL system feel broken when normal people are asked to donate $5, $10, but schools have tens of millions in reserve to pay for coach buyouts?
Yes.
Yeah, 100%.
Coaches should give a portion of their salary to NIL.
Yeah. But at the same time, that's just kind of is what it is.
And I'm so tired of hearing coaches complain about the current landscape. Like, they aren't getting more than they...
They get plenty.
I mean, it's nuts. And you're going to talk about the transfer portal, and you're going in the middle of the night to interview for jobs and go to other jobs before your kids even know?
Yeah.
No.
Let's see here. Phil Horrell. Why do some fans believe they know more and have done more due diligence on Levy than Selman? Do they really think Selman will risk his future on a questionable hire? I mean, well, fans do the same thing. You know, they think they know more than everybody.
Yeah.
And that's fine. I mean, they're entitled to do that, but... Yeah, I mean, I don't think Selman, who wants to continue his career as an athletic director, would put himself in a bad situation.
I mean, you got to think about the time spent by him researching this coaching search is greater than the time we've spent.
Yeah, we already answered Phil's second question. We've answered this question from Coast Dog. So now we're here back to an old friend, Corey Pilkington.
I challenged him yesterday, by the way.
And, buddy, he took the challenge. So here we go.
I told him yesterday, I was like, I'm glad to see you back into rounding into form. He's like, yeah, you know, I guess I need to get back to it. And here he comes.
Here we go. Do you think Levy will see a kinship with Brian, as he has also likely had the phrase spoken to him from his mom while school shopping of, sweetie, I told you they don't sell jeans with elastic waistbands here. I was thin until I was like 16.
I have jeans with elastic waistbands, by the way.
There you go. Corey Pilkington. It seemed like all the 24/7 writers received some degree of sniping at them by fans just for reporting the news they heard. Why did just Robbie deserve it? last one from Corey Pilkington, and it's he saved the best for last. I'll be surprised if I can get through this. Do you think Will Friend won't be retained purely for the reason he looks like a guy who can take a Hiroshima-level dump at any given moment, which drives up athletic department costs on plumbing, which erodes the bottom line?
God!
Who thinks of this stuff? He must be drunk all the time.
He hadn't been around in a while.
No, I'm glad. He just dropped some bombs and left.
So did Will Friend, apparently.
Yeah. Broken Fairchild, what are the most overrated and underrated pizza topping combinations? All right.
Overrated?
Canadian bacon.
Canadian bacon's a good choice. Yeah, that's overrated.
It's way down the list for me.
Yeah. The most underrated is just the most simple one. It's pepperoni and sausage.
Oh, yes.
Pepperoni and sausage.
That is my go-to. If I can get pepperoni and sausage together.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Pineapple is becoming overrated. I don't know why people are putting pineapple on a pizza. All right. Can't do it.
Rank these Sylvester Stallone movies that are not involving the Rocky, Rambo, or Expendables franchises. Over the Top, Cobra, Cliffhanger, Copland, Demolition Man.
Over the Top's number one for me.
Oh, no. Not for me. Go ahead with your.
I love Over the Top.
Over the Top is good.
Over the Top, Cliffhanger, Demolition Man, Cobra. I don't know what Copland.
Is in Copland? He tried to be like a really serious movie.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Okay. Cobra is one of the best terrible movies you'll ever watch. It is so funny.
Is it like a cult classic?
Yeah, kind of. Like, it's like that was his next attempt to create a franchise, and it did not work. But the movie is incredible. Like, there's so much unintentional comedy in it, but like Stallone is a total badass at the same time. So Cobra 1, Demolition Man 2. I love Demolition Man. Cliffhanger 3, Over the Top 4, Copland 5. I like Copland, but it's just 5. All right. Another Ole Miss related question. We'll continue on here.
I think Ole Miss Twitter's coming back.
It's starting to work its way back.
Yeah. It's
working its way back to me.
I don't know if I like it.
I don't either. Scott Ming, my nephew put me in a conundrum the other day. Who would win in a death match between Deadpool and Wolverine? So those are two mutants that each have ultra healing powers.
Mm-hmm.
I think the answer is Wolverine, because I think he is just smart enough that like he would eventually figure out a way. Deadpool is just a crazy person.
He would just, I'm thinking probably the best way is like just stick the claws or whatever in his neck and just rip his head off his shoulders. Yeah,
and then go from there.
Yeah.
So, Jason.
Would he just regenerate? Like what?
That's what he did with, remember, his hand. He cuts off his hand. He had the baby hand for a little while.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know if he could regenerate a whole body.
Like take his head off.
Yeah.
Stop the brain. Like,
yeah,
if you take the brain out,
you kill the head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jason, do you think Lebby was our first choice? I don't.
No.
I think Jamie Chadwell was, but
yeah.
they couldn't get him. What are the percentage chances of each team making the Sweet 16? They keep going up. They're playing good basketball.
I think both are over 50%. I think they can.
Ooh, 50. Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
Not high over 50, but.
50.2.
I think they could both win two games.
How long until CM Punk implodes again? It could be a year.
Chances are high.
Yeah, there you go.
Hopefully, what I want to see from CM Punk is I want CM Punk and Seth Rollins.
I think
I want them to come to an agreement. That. We hate each other, but let's put this on screen.
Yeah. Ben Gates, do you remember when and where you were when you had the best cheese grits of your life? I don't. I don't even remember where the best cheese grits I've ever had would be considered. I make good cheese grits.
So. My dad's grits are the best.
Yeah. My cheese grits are the kind like you could just almost spread them on bread and use them as cheese. There's more cheese than grit.
They're thick.
With two C's, yeah.
Yeah, that's my dad's too. My dad makes the thick grits. I don't like grits that are runny.
No, I don't want grits that are runny. No,
they're like watery.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't want that.
I want buttery.
Yes.
Cheesy. Yes.
Yeah. Will Savory. When I was in school, we had all 82 counties lining the basketball court, and I thought it was really cool. What's the reason behind not doing it for the new court? And they decided to change the look. I liked it too. I thought it was cool. I made a point when we were sitting down there that I wanted to sit behind my home county. I sat in front of Warren County.
I don't remember where Winston was.
It would have been right near.
Was it right there?
So I mean, it would have been just to the left of me. I sat on the end, which is where
Warren
was. I
sat right next to you.
Yeah, Winston would have been like almost the corner, I guess. Because
it
would have been Warren, then Washington.
I never even paid attention to it.
Probably Winston. Yeah, I mean, just think this is alphabetical order.
Wilkinson.
Wilkinson would have been ahead of Washington, or ahead of Winston. So, probably right at the corner. In fact, I can probably find the picture of it if I wanted to.
Brian McDuff, do you think the Punk Rollins heat is real? Reports are it was kept a secret from creative.
Yes.
I think there's some real heat there. Yeah, which I
think he was legitimately mad.
Yeah.
He ran outside the cage, and Corey Graves and Michael Cole had to leave the announce table to go restrain him.
Yeah.
He was so mad.
Yeah.
And I've heard stories about that. And he's come out and talked a bunch of trash.
Mad trash.
And Corey Graves was best friends with CM Punk, and they had a falling out too.
Something about CM Punk, a lot of falling out.
No, it doesn't have a lot of friends anymore. Yeah. But
he said on tonight's show, he said, "I'm not here to make friends, I'm here to make money." Good.
There we go.
But
that, I mean, that's what I'm talking about. Like, yeah. I want Rollins to have that mindset too.
Yeah.
I want this to be like Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels.
I agree. On Monday's pod, Hey Dad said Strange Brew isn't likely in a census-designated unincorporated community. Did you know Navarre, Florida is one with a population of 45,000? They should probably incorporate with that many people.
I did not know that.
I did not know that, though.
I always thought that dogs laid eggs.
So I learned something today. Nicholas Petrus, really need some cooking advice, plan for some picanha. I know you've discussed it before on the show, but had trouble finding it. So if you got a whole picanha, I would find the Malcolm Reed videos on this. But basically, if you just cook it indirectly and then throw it over the coals for like the last few minutes there to get a little char on it, it's going to be perfect. Just grill it till it's a nice medium rare, get a little char on it, you know, season it pretty simply, salt, pepper, garlic, and you're good to go, man.
Good. It's really tender.
It is. It is delicious. Clay Jackson, rank these on which brings a fan base together more, hiring a new coach, your rival getting upset, or winning. I think when you get a new coach, everybody gets on board for the most part.
Yeah.
So.
For sure.
All right. Now we're in the part where we are in the mentions of the press conference.
Yeah,
please allow me. I will work my way through these.
We're closing in here.
We may have to figure some things out here. Will Carruth asking the Ole Miss question again about who hasn't won the SEC West. I love that you guys were bringing that back today. Let's see here. Big Papa C, Carson Lyon. If you could only have one steak seasoning for the rest of your days, what would it be? Same questions, cooking style of steak, grill, cast iron, blah, blah, blah. All right, for me, it's definitely cast iron for cooking steak. That's the best way to cook steak, get the most crust. Steak seasoning, I mean, I just want salt and pepper for the most part.
I like to put a steak
mind.
Seasoning on
I don't mind
there.
Putting some of that, but I'm good with just salt and pepper. So.
Yeah, I like my steak to be juicy, too. So. Like, I'll marinate it
sometimes. I used the steak seasoning for the pork loin on Saturday. I used Robert St. John's steak seasoning. I add a little extra salt and a little extra brown sugar. And because, you know, with steak seasoning, you wouldn't expect it to be sweet.
I'm kicking myself because I never got the pork loin.
You eating any pork?
No.
Oh.
I just thought about that.
Yeah.
Because when I got done eating, I had a plate full, and then I was like, gosh, I really want seconds, but I want that sweet table.
Yeah, the sweets were good.
And I had like four different sweets. So I didn't really have
I figured
choice.
Out those coconut cream pie tart things. Not that bad for you. It's only a couple tablespoons of pudding.
I want more of those forgotten cookies.
I still got some. Come by the house.
It was like biting into air.
Yeah. Well, we'll have those at the Christmas party, too.
It was tasty air.
It's very good.
It was kind of strange.
It is.
But I loved it.
It is. Dr. Tony Loper, best damn veterinarian in the city of Vicksburg.
Dang right.
Who has been the most surprising basketball player so far from the men and the women? So you tell me the women's player who's been the most surprising thus far.
The last few games has probably been Darian Rogers.
Okay.
She had 22 against Tulsa.
Mm-hmm.
So she's been excellent.
Uh-huh.
The men, I would say Jimmy Bell.
Okay.
Maybe Josh Hubbard.
Jimmy Bell is my answer, for sure. Like, Hubbard, I thought he had some potential.
He had potential. I just didn't know if it would be like this. But it would be Jimmy Bell 1 and then Josh Hubbard, probably.
Yeah. Hold on a second. I messed up here. Right, here we go. Also from Dr. Tony Loper. So, my middle kid tried to swap shoes with Josh Hubbard this weekend. He declined. What is a shoe trade you would like to make? I mean, I'd love to swap shoes with LeBron.
Somebody wearing, like, Nikes.
Here's what I want, though. I need somebody who's wearing my size.
Yeah.
I want to wear the shoes.
If it was like a famous person,
yeah.
I just wouldn't wear them. I would. I don't care if what size. Like Shaq, can Shaq give me his shoe? I mean, I don't know why we would swap, because his, you know, his heel probably couldn't fit in my size 13s.
Yeah.
But yeah, just give me the shoes, and I'll just put them up in my office or something.
Yeah.
And sign them for me if you don't mind.
Yeah. All right, moving through here.
Moving right along.
Okay, that's good.
This has been a haul.
Yeah, I think we're nearing the end here, because I'm really into. All right, NIL. No, I can't answer that. I don't know. Nobody knows the answer. Who is this for? Channing Hodges. What is the spread of the top NIL investments currently in 2023 and lowest in the S? What?
What's the spread?
Yeah, nobody knows the numbers, dude. Let's see here. Hold on a second. There's some Ole Miss fan just super in my mentions. Like
the woman that was accusing me of wearing a turtleneck.
Yeah.
She quoted my video of Lebby and them walking out. She quoted it and said, like, something like, y'all need to leave me alone, let Robbie can handle himself, or something like that. I don't understand what's happening with this woman, but she's got to be, like, over the age of 75.
Probably so. Mangum Cafe. What is the best leftover meal? Pizza.
Oh, yeah. Or Chinese food.
Chinese food is good. Over under 6.5 wins next season. I can't answer that yet.
I want to see what they do in the portal.
You can't answer that.
Yep.
Why is A&M the strange cult that they are? Did you see that video today?
It was really weird.
And somebody made a good point. Borky made a good point, I thought. Like, watch that video and then tell me you could see Lane Kiffin doing that. That's why Lane Kiffin cannot go to A&M.
Yeah, no matter what. I've always wondered what y'all said, like, not a fit or whatever. Like, I've always wondered, like.
But then you watch that and you're like, Kiffin would be like, I'm not doing it.
He couldn't do, like, the cult thing, I don't think.
Yeah.
Then again, Lane's a really weird guy. If you look at him, I mean, he's kind of weird.
Sheldon Nations, are there more or less than 2.5 future NFL Hall of Famers currently active? Well, here's the problem with this thought process, right? It's like, in any given time in the NFL, there's a bunch of Hall of Famers, because the best players of a generation are going to get in. So, like, right now, Mahomes is a Hall of Famer, right? No question about it.
Yeah. If he left today, he'd be in the Hall of Fame.
He'd be in the Hall of Fame. Trying to think my way around the league right now of who else would be there. Derrick Henry is a Hall of Famer. Christian McCaffrey, probably a Hall of Famer. So I definitely would say over is what I'm getting at. And I'm not even talking about, like, defensive players yet. You know, like, is Von Miller still in the league? He's still playing, right?
Yeah.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah, probably.
Russell Wilson is a Hall of Famer. Matt Stafford is a Hall of Famer.
Aaron Donald
is a Hall of Famer. Aaron Rodgers is a Hall of Famer.
Yes.
So, I mean, yeah, it's way over. Matt McCann, ranked these fireable offenses: leading an offense that scores 94 points in 8 games, wearing turtlenecks, or postponing the rumblings for 3 weeks. Well, neither one of us have been fired, so I guess it's A, leading an offense that scores 94 points in 8 games. That guy's fired.
Yes.
I would rank turtlenecks second, though.
Yes, turtlenecks are not what's happening.
Yeah. Caleb Glover. With Lebby as coach, do you expect any recommitments from players who either flipped or decommitted? I mean, I know what you're trying to ask, Caleb. We'll stalk a Burnside. They're going to try, but we'll see what happens.
Uphill battle. That's really the only one that's really decommitted, other than P.J. Woodland, and they're not getting him back.
Yeah.
LSU would have to drop him.
Yeah, which could happen. You never know. Who are your top 5 professional wrestlers to hire as defensive coordinator? Okay, that's a good question.
Well, one of the tops up there would be Goldberg, because he played in the NFL.
That's a good call. Good call. Bill Goldberg, defensive coordinator, would be incredible.
Now, back in the day, when he was healthy, obviously, Steve Mongo McMichael.
I don't know if he'd be a good defensive coordinator, though. He was a defensive lineman. I thought he was an offensive lineman for a second. So, yeah, that's a good choice. Okay, what about Arn Anderson? already a coach, coach of the Nightmare team, Nightmare yeah. family.
Well, I don't know how, what he would do in football because the other guys at least have a background.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, he's the enforcer.
Oh, what about Ron Simmons?
Ron Simmons.
He was an All-American at Oklahoma. Florida State.
Florida State,
not Oklahoma. Yeah. Oklahoma was Dr. Death.
Yeah, Dr. Death, Steve Williams, would have a good choice.
He might have been good.
If he passed away. Can you imagine he gives up a 3rd and 17? Damn!
There was a lot of guys that played football in that were
oh,
in.
Oh, yeah. Stone Cold played football.
Stone Cold played for North Texas. Yeah. Terry Funk played for
somewhere. I don't
somewhere.
Remember. Yeah.
Did
Dusty Rose play football?
I can't remember if he played. Or they all went to like the same school.
Yeah.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan played for SMU.
He played in the NFL.
Played for SMU.
Yeah, he
right?
played for SMU. Yeah. Which is weird. He's from New York.
Bradshaw.
Heidenreich.
Yeah. Played for Mississippi State.
Yeah.
Bradshaw played for.
Texas.
Yeah.
One of those schools
North
in Texas.
Texas. West yeah, one Texas, of those schools. A&M, yeah. whatever it was.
I'm trying to think. Lex Luger played in the CFL.
He did.
Yeah. So you got a lot of options here.
You had Brian Pillman played for
the Bengals.
The Bengals.
He was a safety. Brian
defensive lineman. He was a defensive lineman.
Can you imagine if the loose cannon was a defensive coordinator?
Oh, he could do it.
Like, you just thought Arnett
but that was the
crazy.
Craziest thing about him. He was a
right.
small guy, played on the defensive line.
Athlete, man.
Randy Macho Man Savage was a catcher.
Yeah, he's a baseball player. Yeah.
Yep.
What's your favorite cocktail? You don't drink, so let me get in here. I mean, I'm pretty basic, man. I like Kettle One, tonic, two limes. Like, when if I'm going to have a drink, that's what I want to have.
Okay.
What is this right here? That's it. That's it. How deep?
What a run!
Hour and 26 minutes without Future Brian. So
unbelievable.
This will be an hour and a half podcast for you. Future Brian's going to have it really easy. Yeah. State one. Let's go back to the studio. So we'll take it from there. Guys, have a great Wednesday. Back with you on Thursday for Robbie Falk. I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.